Hey everybody, welcome to the Sports in the Mitten podcast, powered by Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan and Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports. Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag underscore U and at FanRag Sports, FanRagSports.com. And don't forget, you're probably watching the live stream right now on YouTube, but if you want the audio only version, you can catch that on the FanRag Blog Talk Radio channel. You can get it on iTunes and Google Play as well. And you can also follow the podcast on Twitter at Mitten Sports MI. Search us on Facebook, Sports in the Mitten. As always, like, subscribe, share, all that great stuff. It is Monday, September 18th. All right, we're already talking about week four of Michigan Wolverine season. This thing is flying by already. Wolverines 3-0, number 8 in the country, dropped down a spot in the poll after Saturday's 29-13 win over Air Force. Want to recap a little bit of today's press conference. I want to talk about Jim Harbaugh a little bit, field some of your guys' questions. Really want to center the focus in on Rashawn Gary, though, today during availability. Rashawn, great responses, actually, to a couple questions that I had. So before we get started, Big Bubba Blue says, "What up, Adam? You the man." Thanks, Big Bubba Blue. You the man. Matt the Destroyer, "How well do you think Brandon Peters or Dylan McCaffrey would do if one of them started against an opponent like Rutgers?" I don't know. Forrest Clerico says, "Hey there, Adam Goez." Yeah, it just matches today. I'm gonna go take batting practice after this, so you guys can kind of see why I'm bumming it a little bit. I don't dress like this when I go to well, sometimes I do, but not all the time. I try to dress nice when I or semi-nice. Game days, I'll dress up. If it's like night availability, basically I just swap the sweatpants for jeans and call it a go. But anyway, Sean Hull says, "What's up, Adam?" Mike Zabrowski says, "What's up, Adam? Loved Rashawn's interview. He seems like we are about to unload the playbook." Yeah, and let's start with that. And Mike, I saw your comment when I did the live stream today during player availability. Rashawn Gary, guys, I'm telling you, check out this video interview. I just posted a column. It's on FanRag Sports, again, at FanRag underscore U. It's on my Twitter, at AdamBiggers81. If you think this defense has been good through three games, I asked Rashawn just how much have we seen, and he almost laughed. And I asked him about the depth of the D-line. I mean, Michael Dwumfor has played well. Lawrence Marshall's played well. We've seen Carlo Kemp in there. And he didn't even really refer to it as a two deep. It's a rotation. He's really confident in the rotation, but I asked him specifically, and I want to read this quote. You got to watch the video, I guess, to get the full effect. But I asked him basically to kind of just run me through that forced fumble. And again, Arian Werthmann, the Air Force quarterback, it was 2nd and 16 from his own 28. And he tried to make something happen. It didn't work out. He ended up meeting Rashawn Gary. And this is what Rashawn said when I asked him about that play. "I just got done actually watching that. I was just watching film over that game now." And he pointed his head up. We were down in the lobby, and he was pointing his head up to the upper level of Sean Beckler, and that's where film rooms and everything are. "That play, it ran away from me. I was getting off a little cutoff, chop block. I didn't really know. I just saw the ball going that way, so I got off the block. I don't think he saw me. I was just running, and as soon as he turned his head, he was getting smacked. It was actually fun. I feel like that's one of the hardest hits that I've laid on somebody in a minute. And, you know, there's going to be plenty more." Rashawn was just as about direct as I think you can be without, you know, he was respectful to his opponent at the same time. But, yeah, he wrecked Arian Werthmann. And I think it's worth noting that, you know, a lot of you guys out there, I know we're kind of getting worried. You know, Rashawn doesn't have the stats, Rashawn this, Rashawn that. And I'll refer back to Wes Weber, who did an excellent job of explaining how the quick slants and the tunnel screens and things like that are designed to get the ball off. And then with the option, triple option defense or offense rather, that we saw Saturday from Air Force, that I think really just Michigan was a lot of three man fronts. They were ready for anything. And Rashawn was in the backfield a lot. He had 1.5 tackles for a loss, assisted on a sack. He tied a career high with 6 tackles. Big Bubba Blue. Yeah, let's get on that too. Tariq Black, guys. Big Bubba Blue says, "Prayers for Tariq, get better soon." It sounds like Tariq's going to be out for a little bit. Jim Harbaugh described it as a crack in his foot. I know initially people were people posted that it was a broken ankle. It's actually a crack in his foot. Possible to return. I'm not saying it's likely. If you ask me, my personal thoughts, I think Tariq's done for the year. Maybe he comes back for a bowl game, but I mean, with this, I mean, we're already looking at September 18th, the upcoming game, the 23rd against Purdue, and that'll be the fourth game of the year. You know, I'm thinking 6 weeks at a minimum. I'm not a doctor, but I'm thinking 6 weeks at a minimum. Matt the Destroyer 2, did you know much about Ty Isaac's injury? No, I don't know the specifics of it, but Jim Harbaugh said that Ty would be okay today during the press conference. Forrest Clerico says, score quick is not the answer against a team like Air Force, not worried. Dale Terry says, redshirt him, prayers go up to him. Yep, he'll qualify for a medical. Sean Holst says, medical redshirt, absolutely. Big Bubba Blue says, time for Nico or Oliver to step up. I think we're going to see more Eddie McDoom, guys. I really do. Let me go through some comments here. Matt the Destroyer says, our defense is great. It is. Michigan's defense is great. I will give you that. The Michigan's defense is borderline special. And it's getting there quickly. Jim Harbaugh said it last Tuesday during the Big Ten coaches conference call. It hasn't even begun. And I wrote this much last week. I thought that the games, especially for the defense against Air Force and then coming into Purdue, look at the contrast of styles that Michigan's going to see. From going from a team that passed the ball 49 times and only attempted 9 passes to a team that's going to, I don't know if it'll be a 50-50 split or a 60-40 split. There's going to be some balance there, and it's definitely going to be, a little bit of work through the air. David Bluff of Purdue. I mean, Purdue. People are talking. I read this column on SI. I'm not yet ready to say that Purdue's undergoing the greatest transformation in college football today, and it's low key, because nobody's going to notice it because it's Purdue. Purdue's going through some positive changes, and I'll say that. I want to see more Purdue before I start saying, well, hey, Purdue's the greatest turnaround story in college football, regardless of conference. I'm not ready to say that yet. Big Bubba Blue follows with a doom. Yeah, you're gonna see more of Eddie, I think. It's not just gonna be jet sweeps, which are just so predictable. Matt the Destroyer says, hold on, these are going fast. Hold on. Matt the Destroyer 2 says, once we get our red zone offense better and better inside runs, our offense could be pretty good. I agree. Matt the Destroyer 2 at Big Bubble Blue DPJ. Yeah, we're going to see more DPJ as well, guys. Joe Cartoon 2 says, go blue, keep growing and improving. That's the goal, Joe, every week. Matt the Destroyer 2 says, I want to get a number 13 jersey that says Doom on it. Get the Dr. Doom. I don't know if any of you guys like hip hop out there, like MF Doom. I don't know if you've ever heard of MF Doom. Look him up, Google him. I don't know if you guys are. I don't know like the middle age of this. I know we have some younger guys. We have some older guys. I feel like the age range is like teenager to 50. But if you know anything, anyway, what I'm saying is the MF Doom. He wears a Dr. Doom mask like the DC character. So. Get a 13 jersey that says Doom on it and wear a Dr. Doom mask. You'll be pretty cool, I think. Anyway, Joe Cartoon 2 says Purdue does look tough. Absolutely. Do not overlook the Boilers, guys. This is going to be a game. Dale Terry says, I thought our O was going to carry us and let them grow, but our D is ahead. We will see Peters Spate below average. Dale, you're not going to see Brandon Peters, man. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. Grant Canfield says, who to watch out for on Purdue? Grant, we're going to get into that more on the Wednesday night preview show. We're going to break down all kinds of stats, who to watch, who's hot, who's cold. Obviously, the quarterback, David Bluff, right now, but there are more guys. I want to center today's show. I want to talk about Rashawn. I want to talk about the defense and talk about Jim Harbaugh. Every Monday, I try to recap the press conference and player availability. So, slowly but surely, guys, it's week four. We're getting some structure here. To the show. Sean Holst says, talk on offense. Personally, don't think it's in bad shape. They moved the ball well during three games. Just a lot of hiccups in the red zone. Timing seems a bit off down there. I think the timing's off. There are all kinds of, little thing, guys. Like I've been saying, and I mean, this is the same message out of Michigan too. I do believe this. It's just little correctable issues. I mean, by my count, Wilton Spate has at least 7 30-plus yard passes, and we're looking, at a 46-yard touchdown. We're looking at the 36-yard completion to who was it? Zach Gentry. Grant Perry had a big catch. I mean, we're looking at possibilities, but I think a lot of it is you don't have the same receivers that you had 3 years of reps with. 1 year of, starting experience, and then just practice reps prior to that. And I mean, I have to imagine that you're pretty comfortable now that with those guys. Now that doesn't explain those, massively inaccurate overthrows. I'm not denying those, but I don't. Again, guys, you watch the show, you read my stuff. I don't think all the offensive problems are on the quarterback. If Wilton is the type of quarterback that he showed that he was last year, and if he is going to take that next step, then he's got to do it pretty soon because Michigan is not going to compete with the better teams in the Big Ten if it can't punch it in the red zone. It's just not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to compete with the lower teams in the Big Ten if it can't score in the red zone. I mean, defense and special teams are great. They're supporting factors. I mean, the defense is always going to be there. I think that the Wolverines are going to, benefit a lot from an elite defense. But I mean, you cannot rely on Quinn nor Dean to save your butt. You just can't do it. You can't rely on Tyreek Kittle for a pick six. You can't do it. You can't rely on Donovan Peoples-Jones to take one of the house. Those are complementing factors. Those are, oh, well, that's nice to throw on top of a solid offensive performance. That can't be the offense. Back to the questions, guys. Grant Canfield says, awesome, thanks. Yeah, guys, watch every Wednesday night about 8 p.m. Eastern time. Myself and co-host Thomas Bendit of BT Powerhouse on the SB Nation Blog Network. He and I will give you guys a thorough breakdown of the upcoming opponent. I don't really want to do it on Monday. Things change. I feel like Wednesday night's a good midweek talking point, and then we can really amp up the talk Thursday, Friday, and then, of course, Saturday night. I usually do the recap, but I'll tell you guys, I'll be in East Lansing this Saturday covering Michigan State and Notre Dame. I'll watch the Michigan game. I'll have some follow-up stuff, but I won't have the recap Saturday night because that game in East Lansing is, I'm probably not going to be home until like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not doing a podcast at 2 o'clock in the morning. Sorry. Anyway, back to the questions, guys. You know how I sometimes do it. I go off on my little rants. Let's see. Big Bubba Blue, questions and comments. Can't believe Big Ten play is already here. Neither can I, Big Bubba. Matt the Destroyer 2, why do you think Spate has regressed? Injury, new coordinators, O-line, or confidence? I wouldn't call it regression. I would say that he's stagnant. He hasn't taken that next step. His numbers, I guess, would suggest that he regressed. But again, he's missing three All-Big Ten offensive linemen. He's missing experienced wide receivers and tight end and Butt, Darboe, and Chesson. And he had 3 years of reps, 1 year starter reps with those guys and practice reps. It's building chemistry. And I don't think 3 games are enough to really get going. I think by now Michigan's offense is behind the curve. I will say that, but I don't see anything to really worry about yet, other than the red zone offense. Honestly, guys. Dale Terry says, great show. Well, thank you, Dale. Will we see Solomon soon in the rotation? Aubrey's gotten some reps. I think we will see Aubrey. Rashawn, I asked Rashawn about the two deep, and again, it's not like he says it's not really a two deep. He said they're all starters. It's just a rotation. So, diplomatic answer, but at the same time, we've all seen what this Michigan defensive line is capable of doing. Starting in 2014, started amping up a little bit. 15, really 16. Last year was one of the best D lines in Michigan history, and I think that the talent-wise, I mean, when you look at the four main defensive linemen, I challenge you to give me a better foursome anywhere. And if that's through 3 games, if we're just basing it on what we've seen through 3 games right now, and Mo Hurst has been pretty good, Rashawn's been pretty good, Chase Winovich has been pretty good, Brian Monet has kind of just been steady in there. But I mean, we're talking three of these four top defensive linemen have all been the subject of national talk through the first 3 weeks of the season. I mean, people are just now starting to wake up to Chase Winovich. So, yeah, give me a better foursome. I mean, I know Ohio State's pretty good too. Lewis and Bosa are very, very good defensive linemen, but I like Michigan's defensive line. Mike Zabrowski says, the way that Rashawn speaks and just how he answers questions will literally give you goosebumps. He has the fire and confidence that's one in a million. Mike, I agree. And when you're sitting there, you know, and I had the camera in front of him, and, you know, I've interviewed Rashawn a bunch of times, and I feel like he has, you know, pretty good level of comfort with me and a lot of people, not just me. You could tell exactly the way that I included in the article. He's just swaying his head, you know, and you see his braids and he's got his headphones on and he's just standing there and just very nonchalantly, but very serious at the same time. He mentioned that Don Brown likes to have fun, you know, in practice. And you could tell, I mean, just by Rashawn Gary's attitude and body language, like, yeah, this defense hasn't even begun to turn up the levels yet. So that I think that's a great sign for Michigan. Let's see. Justin Green. Hey, Justin. Hey, did you touch on Black yet? Yes, if you ask me, I think we probably won't see Tariq for the rest of the year. I think it's, I said earlier, I'm not a doctor, but a crack in the foot, to me, that sounds like at least 6 weeks, more times than not. So I would be surprised if we saw Tariq back during the regular season. He would qualify for a medical red shirt if he didn't play any more games this year. Yep, thank you, Mike. Yes, Justin, Green guys, I think, is likely done for the year. And again, Michigan did not say this, Jim Harbaugh did not say this, but, I mean, just connect the dots here. We're heading into week four. He was carted off the field, cracking the foot. I mean, do the math. I would be surprised. Robert Pratsman. How's it going, Robert? He says, I feel like Isaac should not be the short yardage back. He is scared of contact, in my opinion. I don't know, Robert. Ty Isaac has emerged as the number one running back for Michigan. And again, you know, revisiting when we were talking about this in the preseason, I remember at Big Ten Media Days, it was Chris, Karan, Ty, and then Kareem. And now it's Ty, Karan, Chris. Jim Harbaugh today referenced, and he used the same term. He said hot hand. And guys, I've been saying this for, you know, 2 weeks, especially after the Florida game. Ty Isaac, keep feeding the hot hand. I mean, it's pretty easy, you know, to kind of assume that coach logic. I mean, you want, if a player is producing, you keep going to him until he doesn't produce anymore. I mean, that's kind of the logic behind it. And Ty Isaac is producing. I mean, Ty Isaac finished, I'll look at his rushing yards, 89 yards. So, I mean, he was like 40, he was like 45 yards or one big carry away from at least tying his career high or, you know, eclipsing it by a yard or two. Back in 2015, he had that career high, 113, and then he did it again against Florida, or 118, and then 133 against Cincinnati. Why would you stray from Ty Isaac? I don't think, Robert, to go back to your question, I don't think Ty Isaac's afraid of contact. Matt the Destroyer 2 says, but Robert, if you feel that way, let me know. But I mean, you did. Give me some specifics. If I don't agree with your opinion, I'm not just going to, like, not talk about it anymore. If you guys, I'm more than willing to, you know, constructively debate something. Or argue. But we'll call it constructive debate. Matt the Destroyer 2 says, I'm subscribed to a Georgia fan. Hold on here. I'm subscribed to a Georgia fan, and he made a rant video about Aubrey Solomon going to Michigan. Sean Hull says, at Robert, don't think he's scared of contact. He just needs to hit the hole. He could be a little too patient in the backfield. I think he is overthinking some things. But I don't think that Ty Isaac's afraid of contact. Someone sent me this video. I have never seen this. Everybody's commenting about it now. Big Bubble Blue says he remembers that video. Well, not everybody. Big Bubble Blue is. Robert says that Sean Holtz, yeah, he had a third and one. He didn't hit the hole hard. Tried to break it outside instead of trying to get the first down. Marcel Woods says, with Tariq's injury, does this mean snaps for Mo Ways because of his blocking abilities? Well, it is. I mean, it's gonna certainly open the door. I mean, you take out the leading receiver, it's gonna open the door for other guys to come in. But I think we'll probably see more Eddie McDoom than we have, and not just, on those jet sweeps. Yeah, I mean, Mo Ways. I mean, this means right now, and more DPJ too. We're gonna see a lot more DPJ because I feel like DPJ, Grant Perry, and the tight ends. We might see some more tight ends now worked into the offensive plans, because Tariq was a pretty good receiver. And he was. If we were talking about him 3 weeks down the road, I mean, Tariq might be, one of the best freshman receivers in the country, and I think that Donovan probably has that potential too. But without Tariq, I don't think it's going to alter their game plan too much. But I wouldn't be surprised to maybe see tight ends get worked in. And tight ends need to be worked more into it anyway, not just because Tariq's injured. So I was talking today, actually, with John Borton of the Wolverine about Tariq's injury. And John just looked at me and said, next man up. And I think that pretty much sums it up. It's next man up. Let's see. Mike Zabrowski says Tyzik runs people over. He does. Matt the Destroyer, can Kareem Walker play? Matt the Destroyer too. Actually, Kareem's injured. That's what they tell us. Kareem's injured. Don't know a timetable on it. But my assertion was that since we saw Amari Samuels, and I didn't think we'd see Amari this year, that they're looking for a fourth running back because maybe Kareem's not coming back this season. I don't know. And I don't do a ton of speculation on this show, but I do feel like that's kind of an educated guess. Because, I mean, I figured that they were going to run with four running backs this year anyway. And when Jim Harbaugh gave a top four, that was kind of that kind of lit off the, kind of gave me the hint there. So I'm going, if I speculate, I'll tell you guys why I'm speculating. It's not just something wild that I pull out of my rear end. It's something that there's some merit to, or at least I feel like there is merit to. Matt the Destroyer says, or big, let me see. Next comment is Big Bubble Blue says, I believe Oliver will be the man. I saw Oliver catch a pass this past during warm-ups against Air Force, and he was said to have upper extremity injury, so maybe that was a good sign for the Wolverines. Matt the Destroyer too says Ty was my favorite back last year. Glad to see him playing so greasy. Yeah, he's play. Was that greasy or great? Great with a Y, or did you forget the S in greasy? Either way, sometimes greasy is a compliment, slang term. But yeah, great, greasy, whatever you want to say. Matt Ty Isaac is killing it right now. TJ Bellware says, for someone Isaac's size, you would think that he would like to run over people more. I think he's. What's the assault on Ty Isaac for, guys? He's only just been one of the most efficient rushers in the country. Heading into last week, he was averaging 8 yards a carry. I mean, I know he only averaged 5.6 against Air Force, which is, really a garbage average. I mean, it's only like a yard better than even a good run. It's a yard better than what Davion Smith led the Wolverines with last year. I feel like Michigan fans are getting a little, like, you guys, some of you guys, not you guys in general, I feel like you guys are pretty logical. I feel like some Michigan fans are just looking for something to complain about. They just want to complain about something so badly that it hurts. And if you got to resort, if you have to pick apart Ty Isaac right now, and I'm not saying that you guys are, but I mean, I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. Matt the Destroyer says, Eddie McDoom and DPJ have already played a lot of snaps. They'll be the ones coming in to back up Tariq after the injury. I think so. Mike Sabrowski says LeVert is progressing very fast, tackling very well, coming up in the run, especially for a corner. Yeah, I like LeVert Hill. He is going to be a very good cornerback. And I've liked Brandon Watson, and I thought David Long, but I mean, LeVert Hill, LeVert's the guy. No question. How about that O-line, says Big Bubba Blue. Right side still got to progress. Matt the Destroyer meant great, not greasy. All right, sorry about that, Matt. But you knew what I meant, right? Uh-oh, hold on, just saw something. Ty is the goat, says Big Bubba Blue, but he needs to learn to stiff arm. Then he'd be twice as good. All right. Mike Zabrowski's laughing. He says, Adam is killing me. Love it. Guys, I just tell you what I think sometimes. Costco Payne, what's up, Costco? DPJ will step up. He needs more touches anyway. Too explosive not to have packages. Hopefully Crawford and McDoom are ready to step up. And you know what? Now with the news that Tariq Black's out, this kind of reminds me of a comment that Jim Harbaugh made Saturday when he was asked if he ever thought about, and I like to credit people who ask the question if it's not my question and I'm forgetting it. I'm trying to think right now. I don't want, I want to miss, maybe it was Josh Newkirk from scout.com. Maybe somebody, and if it wasn't, I apologize, but somebody asked Jim Harbaugh if he'd given any thought about other ways to use DPJ, possibly as a kick returner or something. And guys, we've seen what Donovan can do. It's small sample size, but I mean, I've mentioned this during the past couple shows because people were saying they're waiting for Donovan Peoples-Jones to do something. I mean, he's been doing it. So the 18-yard return, 25-yard return, 44-yard end around, 79-yard punt return for a touchdown. I mean, he's had some catches. Donovan's played pretty well. And yeah, maybe we do see a little bit of extra. I think that I like the Spate to Kakoa deep connection. I think if that develops, but I really like Spate to DPJ as just that one to watch. I think that could be the connection to watch. And I mean, I thought, it was developing that with Tariq. Next man up, DPJ. One of those guys, or both of them, were going to be, electric targets for Spate. And the sense of excitement that he gave us, since the spring game and then during availability, and, I can't believe these guys were playing high school football last year, all of that. I mean, it's Donovan, this might be, a big window for Donovan. And obviously, you never want to see a guy go down with injury, but it's part of the game, and what do? You can't sit back and just say, okay, well, I guess we're going to go on. I mean, you do say you guess you're going to go on, but now you have to put in just that much more extra effort because now you're playing for an injured teammate, and now you're also trying to compensate for Tariq's production. So I look for Donovan to be, highly motivated on offense. I look for the offense to be highly motivated. Joe Cartoon too. Adam, how do you think Josh Metellus is progressing? Rapidly. I mean, I was really impressed with him in the Orange Bowl. I thought he made about three or four tackles yesterday that were just drive-killing tackles. He tied a career high with six tackles yesterday. He had six last year against Rutgers, so I guess that doesn't really count. No disrespect to Josh, but yeah, I think Josh Metellus. You guys, I've been talking about Josh ever since the Orange Bowl last year. I remember having Josh was actually on my podcast when after he committed to Michigan, and at that time he was, some unknown kid from the satellite camp, 2-star, and then I think he got upgraded finally to like a 3 or 4-star when it was all said and done. But I've thought that Josh Metellus was one of those guys, a fantastic get, so athletic and so much underrated. If you get a guy with Josh's skill set that's as underrated as he was coming out of high school, and I think that he proves last year as a true freshman, and now he knows he could play at this level. So guys always play with a chip on their shoulder, but I think Josh Metellus has the confidence, not only the chip, like he wants to prove something, but he's also has the confidence knowing that he is and he can prove something. Josh is going to be very good as well. Like I said, guys, this secondary, I know that there were questions about it, but look how quickly LeVert Hill's catching on. I mean, Josh Metellus and Tyree Kinnell have been excellent at the safety spots. Tyree is a strong safety. Josh is the free safety. Robert Protzman, do you, I think Kakoa Crawford should be the one returning kicks? No, I think Brad Hawkins is a good pick back there. I mean, DPJ could be an option back there. Trying to see him look up Michigan's kick return stats. Guys, have any more questions? I do have a few things to do today. We're going on 30 minutes, so I wanted to try to make this one short. Big Bubba Blue says, right now, Brandon Watson's my favorite player, does such a great job one-on-one. Matt the Destroyer at Robert says DPJ has proved that he could be explosive on the kick return. Matt the Destroyer Robert at Matt says, I agree, I feel like there are better options. Mike Zabrowski says, we are just about to open up the playbook. Guys, just relax. We're getting chemistry with the routes and we will open it up. Believe it. We haven't seen anything yet. Harbaugh is toying right now. And you guys, we've talked about this so much. I mean, these first 3 weeks, see, test some things, see what works, what doesn't work. Don't show too much. I think we're going to see opened up playbook offensively against Purdue. I think we're going to see just a defense that's, if it can't get at a higher level than it is right now for week four, I think that we're going to be in for a surprise, honestly. I mean, these guys are the D, I cannot say enough, good things. I can't put enough superlatives, attach enough, compliments to what this defense has done and what this defense can do. So we'll keep it open a few more minutes, guys. Questions, comments, concerns, while we're at it, follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81 if you don't already do so. Follow the podcast at Mitten Sports MI. Check us out on Facebook. Mike Zabrowski said Mike McCray looked healthier this week. Thoughts? Yes, Mike. And we've actually, I think someone has submitted that comment in here. They're like, is Mike injured? He looks a little bit slower. Mike had a, he was one of the players. There were like five or six. I tweeted him out. Five or six guys that tied or set a career high in tackles. Mike McCray was one of them. He had 11 tackles. That was a career high. Devin Bush, a career high with 11. Chase Winovich with a career high with 9. Rashawn tied his career high with 6. Josh Metellus tied his career high with 6. So, yeah, Mike McCray looked pretty good to me. And especially against that triple option offense that's going to keep you running. I mean, 49 rushes, that wore on the defense. I don't care what anybody says. That tired them out. And they still allowed 3.4 yards per carry. And Air Force, of course, wasn't going to throw the ball because that's not Air Force's style. They did have that 163-yard or 64-yard touchdown. That was the only pass completion of the day. So, Matt the Destroyer 2 says, my dad just told me that Tariq Black's foot was completely broken. They said it was a crack. That's what Jim Harbaugh told us. But yeah, it is a foot injury, and I do think, like I said, just taking an educated guess. I mean, I feel like this is good, something like 6 weeks. And I apologize, the neighbor's dog's barking wildly. They don't. That's really annoying. Does anybody have a neighbor whose dog just barks all the time? I mean, dogs bark, but it's like they got this thing on, like, chained to the deck or something. Like, let them go and play. The ceiling is the roof this year, boys. Michael Jordan, Bubba Blue says. Sean Holes wants to know, would hate to track the stats for Michigan's defense. Always multiple players at the ball. Yeah, that's got to be a tough job. I mean, definitely. Definitely. All right, guys, I'm gonna call the show. Thanks everybody for watching again on this live stream on my YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share. Do the same for the Sports in the Mitten YouTube channel. That's where Thomas Bendit and I do the two-man episodes, and then I upload them to this channel too. So basically, to be safe, subscribe to both. Again, follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag_U at FanRag Sports, FanRagSports.com. I want to thank Tim and Keith at Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I actually stopped in there today with my cameraman, Jared Jansen. We sat down, ate steak sandwiches, and basically watched TV. It was Steve Everett, actually, a former Michigan lineman, was on there talking about hurricane relief efforts and stuff. So again, and all the viewers in Florida, I know Sean, Michael, there's a couple of you guys down there in Florida. Stay safe. It sounds like it's again, uncertain times. It's pretty scary when you have, multiple hurricanes coming in all the time. So, thanks for watching, everybody. Appreciate the comments, the questions, the follows, the reads, all the clicks, everything like that. I'm Adam Biggers, and I'll talk to you next time.